Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, on this Tuesday morning, we get an update now on the fight against COVID-19 here in St. Clair County. St. Clair County's medical health officer, Dr. Annette Mercanton, on the line with us right now. Good morning, Annette.
Good morning.
Well, the most recent chapter has been trying to not just figure out how to get everybody vaccinated, because a lot of people want to get vaccinated, but how to, you know, in what order to do that, right?
Yeah, no, not enough vaccines for all the people that want it. I guess we should look on the bright side. People want to get vaccinated, and I think that's a great thing. But the vaccine is just not coming in the quantities we need to keep things moving at a pace that would make everyone happy. For instance, for this week, we received 1,000 new doses of vaccine. So when you think that our senior population alone is 30,000 plus, at that pace, yeah, it'll take us forever. The good news is, I think everyone's looking at this opening up in a few weeks, and that gives us a chance to fix our system. The other problem, of course, we've had is that we've been struggling with the scheduling system that we have. We don't have a good way of getting people registered without giving them an appointment. So, like, as soon as the appointments are gone, the registration has been closed, and that frustrates people. So we're going to fix that. Switching systems in the middle of a process is in itself one of the most stressful things I think I've ever experienced. So what that means for this week is that there will be a delay in announcing our 65 and older clinic. As soon as we have something available where people can sign up and register, those clinics will get announced. We are still vaccinating. I make that very clear. We're vaccinating. We're well into our second doses for a great deal of volume. We also have been going into high risk, like a nursing home situations, assisted living situations, and doing all our 1B. So we are still vaccinating very, very aggressively. We will get through our 1,000 doses of first doses this week. But for the general public looking for a place to take mom or yourself or whatever, just please stay tuned. I'm hoping to have something available as early as tomorrow. And then once that is up, we will announce it. And once we announce it, everybody can register that wants to. That's the beautiful thing about it. So I'm expecting the first day or so, we may get 15, even 20,000 people registered on the single system. But then we take the ones that registered first. We take them and we apply them to the clinics as they develop. So we'll just methodically work our way through the list. And that's how it's going to work. You will find this registration on our website, as you know, you have the other registrations. And there will also be a phone number for people to call. We'll announce the phone number at the same time as we open up the link to avoid further chaos.
Yeah.
And let's see, I'm sure I'm forgetting something, but that's kind of the bare bones of what's happening over the next couple of days.
That's certainly going to be helpful. That'll be good news. Are you getting any indication that there will be more vaccine made available in the near future?
Not in the near future. So mm-hmm. What I'm hearing as we talk to our state partners is that kind of expect this process. They're giving us allocations based on population. For instance, we didn't even request that 1,000 doses. It was pushed out to us based on our population and a couple other parameters that they've used to kind of do this distribution to the counties. Plus, they're distributing vaccine to hospitals. So it's kind of like every week is a new story. What I'm hearing is closer to March is when we will hopefully see more product. And, you know, it's like a big black box. I have to say I apologize, but it's completely out of my hands.
Yeah.
And I also feel that the state has little control over what it gets. It has more control of how it distributes it. And I have to say, I think they're working hard, only because they've switched the process now enough times to know that they're trying things right and left to make sure that nothing's going to make everybody happy, right? I mean,
right.
That's part of the problem. Everybody wants it. And so we're just, take a deep breath. There's another piece of good news, silver lining, is great time for the rates to be coming down. So as we get into this more vaccine, we're actually going to be at one of the lower rates of transmission, knock on wood. We continue to come down, which means even though you may not be able to get your vaccine for a few more weeks or maybe even a couple more months, there is much lower risk right now of getting infected. But we still need to do the things that we've been talking about for a year about avoiding infection, right? So
right.
That's not gone. But if you do that, you know, if you're doing the distancing and the masking and just the common sense hand washing and not going out when you're sick, and the rates are low, you have a really good chance of not getting sick and not getting COVID. So that's a positive, I think, and a little bit of a break. I mean, we're in the middle of a really high transmission rate, plus not being able to get vaccine out. I think that creates even more anxiety. So I think that's positive.
Yeah, yeah. Like you said, take a deep breath. Everything's going to be all right. We're going to get through this. But it has been a challenge.
I'm telling myself that every day, too. Just take a deep breath. Yeah. It's been challenging, I know. And I know it's challenging to everyone else. But we're doing the best we can, and we're going to get better. And we're going to get more vaccine, and it's going to work out okay.
Next day or two, you should see that new system in place on the county health department website. We'll have phone information, all that good stuff coming in the next day or so.
Yep, hopefully I'll have some great things to talk about next week.
I'm sure you will.
Thank you, Paul, for having me.
Thanks, Annette. Have a great week. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks.